So we're going to do this practice. So get yourself comfortable. The key with doing metta practices is always be comfortable. Because if you're in pain, you're not going to be able to cultivate kindness and warmth towards yourself. It's impossible. So, you know, if you need to lie down, you know, or change your position, or if you find that you've got discomfort, then stand up, walk, put yourself back down. The main thing is that you're comfortable. Just going to let you sit for a couple of minutes to just allow things to settle. Attention, paying attention to the body. Becoming aware of sounds outside of the room. Noticing sounds inside the room. Noticing the impact of sound upon the body. And see if you can notice the sound of your own unique breathing. Noticing smell in the room, the touch of smell. noticing the smell of your own body. Just notice what happened to the body when I said notice the smell of your own unique body. Noticing taste. You may be able to taste coffee or taste the toothpaste. Could be a rancid taste, a bitter taste, a sweet taste. Just noticing taste without narrative. As we notice without narrative as best we can. Noticing what you can see, even if your eyes are closed, we can still see something. So just notice without narrative, just notice. This is a practice of just being in direct experience with whatever is in the now. And now notice the touch of the body, paying attention to the touch of the body, the touch of clothing upon your body. Just notice those of you who are perhaps wearing glasses, notice the touch of glasses sitting on your nose, around your ears. Those of you who haven't got glasses on, notice the touch of your eyelids being closed, touch of lip on lip. Notice the touch of your hands where they're resting, the touch of a waistband, a tight waistband. So just track through your body for a few seconds, just noticing the touch of clothing upon the body, or the touch of your body upon your cushion or upon your chair. Many of you will be in thought, so notice the touch of thought. The mind is also a sense door. We experience our world through these six sense doors. So notice the touch of thought upon the mind. See if you can just notice and let go. So rather than think the thought, let's just allow yourself to have the thought without a thinker. Just noticing if this experience is pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, nothing much going on. Just notice what your experience is. There's no right or wrong in this. Just notice if it's pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. So if you've got thoughts which are tainted with kind of irritation, then you're most probably on the unpleasant side. If you've got thoughts of thinking about what you're going to have for lunch, you might be in the pleasant side or the unpleasant side. So just noticing what your experience is right now. Affection. Cultivating affection towards the self. So as best you can, really see if you can see yourself in your mind's eye. So as if you were looking in a mirror at yourself with warm, kind, loving eyes, affection. And if you're unable to see yourself, that's okay. So rather than going into the narrative of you can't see yourself, just stay with the feeling. What's going on if you are unable to see yourself? Is there sadness arising in your experience? And that's true for you. And if you can see yourself, there may be joy arising in your experience too, and that's real for you too. Affection. So you could literally raise your arms and hold yourself, or you can metaphorically hold yourself. So you choose. So leaning into your arms with affection, or maybe place a hand on your heart and just lean into your arms with affection. Hold yourself metaphorically or literally with affection. Really see if you can experience what affection feels like in the body. So rather than think affection, see if you can feel affection in the body. And for some people, it may be unpleasant, this affection, and for others, pleasant. There is no right or wrong. So just sitting, leaning into your arms with affection. And those of you who've been literally holding yourself, allowing your arms to rest in your lap, unless you want to carry on holding yourself, which is fine. And then all of us having the sense of holding a newborn being in your arms with affection. And looking at this newborn being with affection. This newborn is you. So looking at this tiny you with affection. affection. And in your own way, bringing this tiny newborn being of you closer and closer towards yourself until this being is integrated into your whole being with affection. Noticing if this experience is pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, or even a mixture of all three, and just turning towards your experience with kindness and warmth, affection. Appreciation. Sitting with appreciation towards yourself. So as best you can, cultivating appreciation towards yourself. So you can appreciate yourself for coming here today. I mean, Saturday, the sun is out, it's in the fall, it's warm weather, and yet you chose to come here today to work on the self. That's really worth appreciating yourself. So just have some appreciation for that and anything else that may arise for you. Just sitting with appreciation towards yourself. And just noticing if this experience of appreciation is pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, a mixture of all three. And just turning towards your direct experience with whatever is unfolding for you right now with kindness, spaciousness. Acceptance, cultivating acceptance towards the self, sitting with acceptance. Be aware of being dragged into the past, thoughts of the past. The past is gone. We can't change the past. We can think differently about the past, which will liberate us, but the past is gone. And be aware of being pulled into the future. The future hasn't arrived. We have no idea, not 100%, what may happen. So acceptance is in the now. All we have to accept is this person here in this room right now, on the cushion, on a chair, or lying on a floor. That's all we have to accept. Acceptance is in the now. 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 Acceptance is in the now. Just noticing if this experience of acceptance towards the self is pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, a mixture of all three. And just turning towards your experience with the inhale, exhale, and with warmth and kindness. Just allowing anything to arise. So those of you who perhaps will think I'll go straight to the breath, I want you to let go of the breath, because in fact there is no breath. If you was to point to the breath, where would there be breath? Just be with your direct experience of inhale, exhale, and just be with whatever is arising. Don't try and control it. There is no controller. Just allow whatever to unfold, to unfold. Allowing. So in allowing, as best we can, we just let things arise and cease without identification, without it becoming me or mine or I, just allowing things to arise and cease. And noticing if this experience of allowing is pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, or a mixture of all three, and turning towards your experience with the inhale, exhale, with kindness and warmth. And in these final couple of minutes, allow yourself to sit with the strong wish to be free of suffering, the strong wish to be at peace. Allow yourself to just sit and embody, just sit with the strong wish to be at peace, to be free of suffering, and just notice what that feels like in the body. How do you experience this strong wish to be at peace? Allow yourself to have this strong wish to be at peace, to be free from the roots and the causes of suffering.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.